With a look at Radio Cayman's local sports, I'm Dion Anglin. Cayman basketball is gearing up for one of its toughest assignments yet as the national men's team prepare for the 2026 FIBA Americas pre-qualifiers. Cayman has been drawn into a stacked Group B alongside Guyana, Barbados, St. Vincent and the Grenadines, and Haiti. CIBA President Colin Anglin says this is exactly the kind of challenge the program has been building toward.
Jam-packed, but you know what? I said, this is what we work for.
Exactly.
And at the end of the day, you want to play against people that are going to force you to raise your level.
Yeah.
So, you know, I like that. I think we're always up for a challenge, and I can't wait.
Despite the caliber of opponents, Anglin says the players are embracing the moment. He describes a squad that's motivated, locked in, and already pushing beyond their regular training load.
They're excited and they're pumped. They're ready to play. At the end of the day, any really good player, any real competitor wants to see how they measure up against the best. And this is, you're talking about going up against the best in the Caribbean. So this is definitely, I think, an opportunity that our players relish. And all I can say is they're ready to go. And this will definitely cause them to raise their A game. You know, guys are planning additional shooting sessions and all that kinds of stuff. Because they're like, hey, I've always heard this saying that in order to achieve something that you never have, you've got to be willing to do something that you've never done.
Right.
So when everybody else is resting, you got to be working.
Unlike the island games, where Cayman often enjoys an athletic advantage, the tournament brings a different style and a different level of physicality. Anglin says Caribbean basketball will test Cayman in new ways.
We found that traditionally in games like the island games, we're always the most athletic team.
Yes.
Right?
Which benefits us.
And yes, we're definitely able to take advantage of that. But the European players are extremely skillful and very smart, high IQ, right? So that kind of evens things out. But we're used to being the most athletic. And sometimes where you may not make some good decisions, your athleticism can kind of bail you out.
Yes.
But in this case, it's not going to be that, because this is the best from the Caribbean. And so Caribbean players are well known for their incredible athleticism. And so this is going to be a dogfight.
Beyond the immediate challenge, the stakes are enormous. Advancing from this stage would move Cayman one step closer to something the country has never achieved, qualifying for the FIBA AmeriCup, the gateway to the FIBA World Cup.
Just like on the Olympic solidarity track, you have one tournament that qualifies you to the next stage and the next stage, etc., ultimately trying to reach that pinnacle. And so we've never actually qualified for a FIBA AmeriCup in 5-on-5 before. The AmeriCup tournament is actually in 2029. Here we are in 2026, you know, starting to play in those qualifiers for that. So it's a really big deal.
Yes.
And like I said, guys are relishing the opportunity because, again, when you play in this tournament, it doesn't stop here.
Right.
It takes you to another phase.
Cayman will tip off its campaign this July 8th through the 12th when Group B action gets underway in Guyana. With only the top team advancing, every possession will matter. And as CIBA President Colin Anglin puts it, this is the moment the program has been preparing for, an opportunity to prove Cayman belongs on the road to the FIBA AmeriCup. In other local sports, the Cayman Islands Chess Federation is celebrating a powerhouse weekend on the international stage after 19 local players suited up for the 27th IRT Americas Hybrid Tournament hosted by the Venezuelan Chess Federation. As Radio Cayman's Elizabeth Charles reports, Cayman competed across four divisions, with John Gray High School serving as the official hybrid venue.
Cayman's young stars were on fire in the under-10 category, a complete Cayman sweep. Ross Blackwood stormed to first place with 6 points from seven, while brothers Matthew and Christian Moore tied for second on 5 points, sealing a dominant finish for the Islands. In the under-12, Artie Clark delivered another standout performance, taking second place with 5.5 points and banking 77 international rating points. Leah Dimitova also impressed, finishing fifth overall and earning the title of top female player in the section. Cayman kept the momentum rolling in the under-14, where Julian Roche went unbeaten on 6 out of 7 to claim the top spot and add 63 rating points to his tally. In the open section, Lubomir Dimitrov tied for second place on 5 points, while Alejandro Wilson and Owen Franklin shared fourth with 4.5. The hybrid format online play under strict arbiter supervision continues to give Cayman's players access to high-level international competition without the cost of overseas travel. Youth Chess Director Arbiter Ryan Blackwood served as the local arbiter for the Cayman venue. The Cayman Islands Chess Federation is applauding all players for their strong performances and continued growth as they now turn their focus to the Pan American Chess Championships in Medellin, Colombia. For Radio Cayman Sports, I'm Elizabeth Charles.
And in CIFA Women's FA Cup semifinals, Sunset Football Club booked their place in the final with a 3-0 win over Elite Sports Club. Goals came from Matilda Lomas in the 31st minute and a brace from Reese Bateson in the 36th and 47th. In the other semifinal, Scholars International advanced after a 3-0 forfeit against Academy Sports Club. In the Cayman Islands Vice President's Cup final, Academy Sports Club B edged Elite Sports Club B in a 4-3 thriller. Elite goals came from Khaled Giron in the 11th minute, Jaron McCoy in the 19th, and Jemai Bennett in the 88th minute. Academy replied through a double from Javon Henry in the 18th and 41st, plus strikes from Richard Clark Ramirez in the 45th and Eddie Salivary in the 85th. Now in Cayman Islands Premier League Week 19 action, East End United beat Cayman Brac 2-0. Tigers Sports Club drew 1-0 with Elite Sports Club. Academy Sports Club defeated 345 Football Club 5-0. Bodentown topped Cayman Athletics 3-0. Scholars International beat Latinos Football Club 4-1. And Future Sports Club edged past Sunset Football Club 3-2. That's it for Radio Cayman's local sports for this evening. I'm Dion Anglin.